If you start adding a third bathroom, you add a two-car garage, and you start adding all this value, the market may not price it right, where you're going to spend all this money and you're not going to get your money back. So you got to make sure when you add value to your property that it's equal or maybe a little bit better.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
I've lost a lot of money in real estate because I did not pay attention to these deal killers. I got four deal killers that you need to pay attention to, and the most important is number four. So number one is the comps. Even if you're buying a single family house or you're buying an apartment building or it doesn't matter what kind of asset, you need to really pay attention to the comps. That is a like for like. What does that mean? Right, if you're buying a house that is 3-2 and it's a two-story built in 1990, make sure that your comps are around 1990, 3-2, two-story, okay? Around the same type of property and the same year, okay? Number two is the area, all right? Are you in the same area? If it's a single family house, right? Are you in the same neighborhood? Are you half a mile away? Make sure that the area is the right area, right? If you're buying a multifamily property, make sure that you're also buying, you know, it's the same kind of class, right? It's the same area. Is it gonna be an A class, a B class, C class? If you wanna know what those are, just check out my other videos where I talk about A class, B class, C class, and D class areas. So you need to make sure that you're also checking on the areas, okay? The third deal killer is gonna be your value add. And what do I mean by the value add? So the value add, again, I'm gonna talk about multifamily, I'm gonna talk about single family. On a single family, you look at your comps and it says, if you see a pictures of it, something that sold, it'll have maybe a brand new kitchen, granite countertops, they redid both bathrooms and they have hardwood floors and they did a really nice job on the landscaping. Okay. Now you got to do the same value add on the property that you're going to do. You're going to go ahead and make sure you have this upgraded kitchen cabinets, granite, upgraded bathrooms. Okay. If you do it wrong, right? If you start adding a third bathroom, you add a two-car garage and you start adding all this value to it that the market may not price it right, where you're going to spend all this money and you're not going to get your money back. So you got to make sure when you add value to your property that it's equal or maybe a little bit better than what your comp is or the competition that sold. Same thing with an apartment building, right? We have an apartment building and maybe you wanna over rehab it, right? Maybe your rents, your max rents are $800 a month and you wanna rehab it for an apartment building that the rents are $1,500 a month, right? There's really no reason to go in there and make it like gut everything, put brand new cabinets, granite, brand new flooring, beautiful bathroom, right? You need it for $800 a month, right? You gotta give it the value, you gotta remodel it for that particular area, for that particular building, right? Maybe all you need to do is stain the cabinets. Maybe just change the countertops or clean it up. Maybe you need to just paint the walls and change the carpet to laminate flooring and that's it. You don't have to go crazy all out with brand new cabinets, granite, redo the bathrooms, okay? You gotta check your rehab, right? What kind of value you're gonna do to the property, okay? But the most important part, the most important deal killer that I didn't follow. I've messed up on the comps. I've messed up on the area. I've messed up on the value add. But the one that I've messed up the most on, and for me it's the most important, is the purchase price, right? You got to make sure you get a good purchase price. People ask me all the time, what's the number one strategy? And the number one strategy is a good purchase price. And you can go check that video out as well. What's the best strategy? So you get a good purchase price, then if you mess up a little bit, right? Maybe if you add too much value to it, right? If you rehab, if you over rehab it, maybe you bought not in such a nice area, right? Or your comps, you didn't do a good job with your comps. It's okay because you got a really good purchase price where it allows you to create some buffer, some room for you to make some mistakes. You don't want to make those mistakes, but mistakes will happen, right? What happens if you go over budget? Sometimes you don't know that, right? You definitely don't know that until you're in the project. And you're like, oh my gosh, right? I'm gonna go over budget. So those are the four very important deal killers that you have to, or deal breakers that you have to be conscious about, okay? It's the comps, you know, for the area on a single family, multifamily. It's gonna be what kind of area you're going to be in, a good area, bad area, not so nice area, what kind of value you're going to add to it. And again, most important is going to be your purchase price. If you get the right purchase price, it allows you to make some mistakes, gives you some buffer, and you don't lose your shirt. And even if you screw up, you can still make money. That's why every time I want to buy a different kind of asset, say I want to buy a warehouse, I need to make sure I get a really good deal. I got to get a stupid deal, got to be a good deal, because if I screw it up, I want to make money. So the most important is your purchase price. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.